Do you ever wonder where all your money went? Like every single time you look at your bank account? Honestly, it's probably all those subscriptions. I felt that way too, until I got Rocket Money. Rocket Money helped me see all the subscriptions I'm paying for, and it was eye-opening. Between streaming services, fitness apps, delivery services, it all adds up so quickly. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year, with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/Wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/Wondery. rocketmoney.com/Wondery.
Tonight, the war has changed. Those are the words from the CDC after new data shows just how dangerous the Delta variant is. Not just highly contagious, but likely more severe and deadly. What it all means for the unvaccinated and the vaccinated. The Delta threat will answer your questions, why scientists say the variant is just as contagious as chickenpox, and why the CDC thinks even the vaccinated can spread COVID-19 as easily as those without the shot. Super spreader fears. Hundreds of thousands gather at the Lollapalooza Music Festival in Chicago. And Florida emerges as the new epicenter of the outbreak. Nail-biting win. The U.S. women's soccer team advances to the semifinals on penalty kicks as the men's team argues the women deserve to be paid more. And Simone Biles shows why she's not competing. Presidential pressure. What then-President Trump told the Justice Department about the 2020 election. The bombshell quote. Plus a new ruling on making Trump's tax returns public. Tornadoes tear through Pennsylvania, and 90 million Americans swelter in dangerous heat from the Central Plains to the Carolina coast, where the storms are headed next. Scarlett Johansson sues Disney. What could it mean for the future of the movie industry? And CBS's Steve Hartman has the story of a devoted son who fulfilled his mother's dying wish.
This is the CBS Evening News with Nora O'Donnell, reporting from the nation's capital.
Good evening and thank you for joining us. We're going to begin tonight with the news that left many people shell-shocked. That alarming new data from the CDC. The new studies played a key role in the agency changing its mask guidance earlier in the week. Well, today we learned that new cases and hospitalizations are slightly higher than they were a year ago in the summer of 2020. The other bit of stunning data from the CDC, about 35,000 vaccinated people per week are coming down with what's called breakthrough infections. But as a reminder, that's out of 164 million people who are fully vaccinated. So if you do the math, that's 0.02%. The big message tonight from scientists, the vaccine is still our best tool to fight the pandemic. And CBS News has learned that the FDA is using an all-hands-on-deck approach to speed up full approval of the Pfizer shot. And tonight, more major American companies announced they will require vaccines for employees like Disney and Walmart. And you got to get a shot to perform or watch a show on Broadway. CBS's Dr. John LaPook will join us in just a minute to explain it all. But we're going to start this Friday night with CBS's Charlie DeMar in Chicago. Good evening, Charlie.
Good evening, Nora. This is the second day of Lollapalooza, the four-day festival. Brings about 100,000 people each day. This is by far the city's largest event since the start of the pandemic. And just within the last couple of hours, the city reversing course, recommending that masks begin to be worn inside once again. But looking around the festival here, masks are few and far between.
It's alarming news to a pandemic-weary nation. The CDC now warning that vaccinated Americans can transmit the Delta variant as easily as those who are unvaccinated. But the agency also says that 97% of those hospitalized with COVID have not been vaccinated. This as the virus rages out of control, especially where vaccine rates are low.
I'm worried that this is just the beginning of a pretty big surge going across the South.
Delta can spread as easily as chickenpox. How alarming is that? for you?
What it means is that anyone who's not been vaccinated yet or not recently infected, there's a high likelihood they're going to get COVID over the next few weeks.
The CDC's cause for concern evident in a new report released today, which examined a cluster of COVID cases in the Massachusetts resort community of Provincetown, all traced back to celebrations in early July. Of the 469 positive cases, 74% were vaccinated.
As bad as this is, I worry it's going to get worse as the school year opens.
The worry is already being felt in Decatur, Georgia, where classes began on Tuesday. 9 students and 5 staff members at a charter school tested positive for COVID. Now more than 100 students are in quarantine. In Florida, new COVID cases topped 17,000, numbers the state hasn't seen since the winter surge. But today, the state's governor remained defiant.
There will be no restrictions and no mandates in the state of Florida.
In New York, masks will be mandatory when the stage is set for Broadway to reopen in September. Theatergoers need to prove they've been vaccinated. That's also the case at the huge Lollapalooza Outdoor Music Fest now underway in Chicago.
Vaccination card in your hands, folks!
Even with the new precautions, few are wearing masks. The thought of 100,000 people packed together worries University of Chicago Medicine epidemiologist Emily Landon.
I am really worried for those little towns or small places in unvaccinated America that have sent some of their teenagers to Lollapalooza for a really good time. And could they see a faster or more accelerated bump in their Delta cases because of this? Absolutely.
And in those internal CDC documents, a recommendation that masks be reinstated unilaterally across the country, not just in those COVID hotspots, but the CDC has yet to make that official. Nora?
All right. Thank you. And this just in, actually, President Biden was just asked by Arweja Zhang if Americans should expect more COVID restrictions. And he said, quote, in all probability. So another element there. Charlie DeMar, thank you. Let's bring in our chief medical correspondent, Dr. John LaPook. He speaks regularly with CDC Director Rochelle Walensky and other top health officials. Dr. LaPook, so glad you are here. All right, let's talk about this, because the CDC, using those words, the war has changed. What exactly does that mean?
Well, the war has changed because the enemy has some new weapons. It's more transmissible. It's more infectious. It's probably more deadly. Remember back in May when the CDC relaxed its guidance about masks? Back then, the Delta variant was about 1% of all cases. Now it's about 83%. Of all cases. And back then, the data suggested that if you were somebody who were vaccinated and you got a breakthrough infection, that you were probably unlikely to spread it to somebody else. Now, new information, new data out today from the CDC says that if you are vaccinated and you get infected nevertheless with Delta, you're probably just as likely as somebody who's unvaccinated and gets infected to spread it to somebody else. So the enemy changes its tactics, the CDC changes its tactics, just as it should.
I know someone personally that happened with. In fact, I want to show you, though, this graph also from the CDC. It shows just how much your risk decreases from getting COVID, being hospitalized from COVID, or dying COVID just by getting the vaccine. So that reminds us what? The vaccine is powerful.
These vaccines are very effective. You look at an 8-fold decrease in the risk of getting symptomatic infection. That helps explain what you mentioned earlier, which is that relatively few people are getting breakthrough infections when you think about the over 160 million people in America who have been vaccinated. And then you look at the amazing protection against severe illness, 25 times decrease in the risk of hospitalization, 25% times decrease in the risk of hospitalization, 25 times decrease in the risk of death. I mean, that's very effective.
And then what about people that are saying, wait a minute, I got the vaccine so I wouldn't have to wear a mask, and now you're changing the rules on me?
I get it. I'm empathetic. I feel the same way. Remember when we talked about last May when the guidelines were relaxed, we were feeling so good. But, you know, I'm still, although I'm disappointed, I am very hopeful. Think about how it was a year ago. We've come so far. We know so much more about how to treat. There are therapeutics. We know more about ventilation and masks and testing. We have these amazing, amazing vaccines. But you know something? When the enemy changes its tactics, you've got to change your strategy. And that's why we all have to start rowing in the same direction. That's why the CDC, as the data changes, they're making new guidance. And that guidance today shows change in the mask guidance. And that's why the administration is saying you have to get vaccinated if it's at all possible.
Thank you so much, Dr. LaPook. Appreciate it. Well, tonight, newly released documents show that former President Trump pressured his acting attorney general to call the 2020 election results corrupt. And there's also a new ruling today from the Justice Department on Trump's long-hidden tax returns. So we get the latest now from CBS's Chris Van Cleve.
More than a month after losing the 2020 election, then-President Donald Trump called the acting attorney general, Jeffrey Rosen, telling him, just say the election was corrupt and leave the rest to me. Adding, we have an obligation to tell people that this was an illegal, corrupt election. That's according to handwritten notes from Rosen's deputy, Richard Donahue, who was also on the call. The notes were released today by the House Oversight Committee. Mr. Trump also hinted at firing Rosen and replacing him with an official supportive of his big lie. People tell me Jeff Clark is great. I should put him in. People want me to replace DOJ leadership. How egregious is what we're learning about what's in these notes?
The American people deserve to know, and they ought to be angry, infuriated, that the President of the United States tried to overthrow an election by using the Department of Justice, the very agency that is responsible for enforcing the law.
According to the notes, the acting AG pushed back, saying the DOJ can't and won't snap its fingers and change the outcome of the election. The revelations about Mr. Trump's pressure campaign come as the House committee investigating the January 6th attack is preparing to call new witnesses, possibly some from the Trump administration.
You expect dozens of subpoenas?
There'll be quite a few.
And tonight, Democrats here in the Capitol may be one step closer to getting their hands on former President Trump's tax returns. That's because the Department of Justice has just ordered the IRS to hand them over to the House Ways and Means Committee. We are yet to hear from the former president. Nora?
That is some big news. I also want to ask you about that federal ban on evictions. That is set to expire tomorrow. Is there any relief in sight for those homeowners?
Nora, we're watching this so closely because between 300,000 and a million Americans could be subject to eviction next month, but it looks like there will be no extension. The House has adjourned. It didn't look like there were the votes in the Senate. Now President Biden is calling on local and state governments to disperse the billions in relief aid that was set aside for this months ago. Nora?
Chris Van Cleve, thank you so much. We're going to turn now to the Summer Olympics, where the U.S. remains on top in the medal count with 41, while China is in a close second with 40. The U.S. women's soccer team needed extra time, but they kicked their way into the semifinals. CBS's Jamie Yukis has the wrap-up from Tokyo.
Veteran forward Megan Rapinoe struck her familiar victory pose after converting the winning penalty kick, keeping the team's dream of gold very much still alive.
We are never going to give up until the very last whistle is blown.
Reloff is going to go to the wall and win another gold. Murphy with a silver.
In the pool, Ryan Murphy took silver in the 200-meter backstroke, losing gold to a Russian swimmer. But what Murphy later said about the race made waves. The Russians are competing this year under sanctions stemming from previous doping scandals.
I don't know if it was 100% clean, and that's because of things that have happened over the past.
Tonight, one of the world's biggest tennis stars is out. Novak Djokovic's quest for gold in the same year he won all four majors ended with a straight set loss. And world champion Simone Biles gave her strongest indication yet she may not compete in next week's finals. She posted video of her crashing to the mat yesterday with what is known as a bad case of the twisties.
What are twisties?
Twisties are kind of when the brain stops communicating with the body and the body decides to do one thing and the brain wants to do another. And so the athlete feels very out of control.
Nora, that victory for the women's soccer team came the same day the men's team told a federal court back home it strongly backs the women's long-fought legal efforts for equal pay, saying the women deserve better from U.S. soccer and a lot more money. Nora?
It's about time. Jamie Yukis, thank you. Well, cleanup continues tonight after severe storms left a trail of destruction from Colorado to Pennsylvania. In Colorado, mudslides stranded 108 people in their cars overnight on a highway in Glenwood Canyon. And in eastern Pennsylvania, two tornadoes, one an EF3 with winds up to 140 miles per hour, destroyed homes and businesses, including an auto dealership in the town of Bensalem. One local official described the damage as looking like a bomb going off. Now, elsewhere, nearly 90 million Americans are under heat alerts, dangerous heat and humidity on Saturday with feels-like temperatures of 115 in Pensacola, 108 in Dallas, and 108 in Memphis. That is hot.
All right. Finally, some good news on the pandemic front. The number of new COVID cases in the United Kingdom have dropped by half in the last 2 weeks. And with nearly all its COVID restrictions lifted, the country is looking for an economic shot in the arm starting next week when Americans can travel there freely. So CBS's Elizabeth Palmer is in London with the latest.
It's the very height of tourist season in London, but you'd never know it. Crucially, there is no sign of the more than 2 million Americans who used to visit every year.
This is Buckingham Palace, and normally at this time of year, midsummer, the place would be mobbed. But today, just a smattering of visitors.
But the government hopes all that's going to change after a radical lifting of almost all COVID restrictions. Nightclubs have reopened, pubs are back in business, and as of Monday, fully vaccinated Americans can come to the UK with no quarantine.
We're saying you can come here, you can come and visit, you can come and see friends, you can come as a tourist if you've been double vaccinated.
It's a remarkable turnaround. Just 2 weeks ago, England was looking at a huge spike in infections, but it turned out to be thanks to soccer fans crowding together to watch the European Championship. When that ended, COVID cases plummeted. And England's highly successful vaccine program, with more than 70% of adults now fully immunized, means deaths and hospitalizations remain low. Elizabeth Palmer, CBS News, London.
Have you ever covered a carpet stain with a rug? Ignored a leaky faucet? Pretended your half-painted living room is supposed to look like that? Well, you're not alone. We've all got unfinished home projects. But there's an easier way. When you download Thumbtack, it's easier to care for your home from top to bottom. Pull out your phone and in just a few steps, you can search, chat, and book highly rated pros right in your neighborhood. Plus, you'll know what to tackle next, because Thumbtack is the app that shows you what to do, who to hire, and when. So say goodbye to all those unfinished home projects and say hello to caring for your home the easier way. Download Thumbtack and start a project today.
We learned that California prosecutors say they will file criminal charges against Pacific Gas and Electric over its role in last year's Zog fire that killed four people and destroyed hundreds of homes. Investigators say a tree tagged for removal hit a transmission line, sparking the blaze. Well, California's largest utility company was forced into bankruptcy and pleaded guilty to manslaughter for its role in a 2018 fire that killed 85 people. All right, Disney is hitting back at actress Scarlett Johansson after she filed a lawsuit against the company. The Black Widow star claims she could lose tens of millions of dollars after Disney simultaneously released the film in theaters and on its streaming service, Disney Plus. Now, Disney said the suit has no merit and it shows a callous disregard for the effects of the pandemic. Now, the story about the unbreakable bond between a mother and son. Here's CBS's Steve Hartman on the road.
By his own admission, Dustin Vitale was a mama's boy.
Mom, you ready?
He cooked Gloria breakfast every morning.
That's my baby.
And thanked her for the privilege.
Thank you, Mom.
As we first reported back in March.
You're going to make me cry.
Because Dustin had such devotion. After his mom was diagnosed with terminal bladder cancer, he decided to try to take her on the trip she always dreamed of, to see the pyramids in Egypt. With the whole family. 14 people. Never mind that Dustin works as a middle school teacher in Philadelphia and could never afford the $10,000 to fly everyone. He thought he could raise the cheddar by selling cheesesteaks.
There's no way you were going to make enough money selling cheesesteaks out of your house.
Yeah, correct.
So given that, what was pushing you forward?
Just my mom, you know, just the love for my mom.
And so, with his love and her recipe, Dustin started making sandwiches. Sandwiches so big no container could contain. He peddled them to friends and family.
Thank you. Thank you, man. I appreciate your support.
But those people must have told their friends and family, too. Because almost immediately, cars started double parking outside his house.
Yep. Get your mom to Egypt.
I'm trying, man.
Next, word spread on social media.
Oh, my God.
That's good.
And before he knew it,
oh, so good.
Folks were lined up down the block. a food truck operator, offered his services. And in just 6 weeks, Dustin raised all the money he needed and then some. $18,000.
The pharaoh is coming.
The trip was in May.
Oh, my.
The Egyptian government had seen our story and gave Gloria the Cleopatra treatment.
She repeated over and over that it was the best thing that she's ever done in her life.
Thank you.
And she died not long after you got back.
Yeah, came home and did hospice and passed.
Did the whole trip help you at all with the grieving?
Yes. We created so many new memories that will last forever.
And to make sure no one ever forgets her, Dustin wants to open a cheesesteak restaurant. He doesn't know where or when. He just knows the name. Gloria's. Steve Hartman, CBS News, on the road.
Sunday on Face the Nation, guests include Dr. Anthony Fauci, chief medical advisor to the president, Democratic Senator Joe Manchin of West Virginia, and former FDA commissioner Scott Gottlieb. And that is tonight's CBS Evening News. Hope you have a great weekend. Good night.
Hi, this is Jill Schlesinger, CBS News business analyst, certified financial planner, and host of the Money Watch podcast. This is the show where your money is not scary and it's not boring. It is a show that's all about you. It's your questions that make it possible for me to provide unconventional and entertaining insights on your money and maybe more importantly, on your life. I'm going to be your financial coach, someone who brings common sense and an insider's perspective on how to manage your money and your emotions. And I promise we are going to have a little bit of fun along the way. Have a question from retirement to career changes to college funding? Just send us an email at askjill@jillonmoney.com. Follow Money Watch wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen ad-free on the Amazon Music or Wondery app.